Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen is said to be a great giver of gifts. Her Majesty is said to dote on the youngest children in her family and gives them special gifts and treats as a way of demonstrating her love for her littlest royals, per a report in the Express. The Queen has many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but she always gives them a present to show her love for the family. She also insisted on being one of Kate and William's first visitors after the birth of their first daughter, Charlotte. Kate has described the Queen's delight at sharing gifts with the young royals. Speaking on the ITV documentary, Our Queen at 90, Kate said, "She always leaves a little gift or something in the room when we go and stay, and that just shows her love for her family." Of Princess Charlotte's birth, she said, "The Queen was really thrilled that it was a little girl. I think as soon as we came back here to Kensington, she was one of our first visitors here. I think she's very fond of Charlotte. She's always watching what she's up to." The children of Prince Edward and Sophie Wessex live 11 miles away from Windsor Castle at Bagshot Park and regularly visit the Queen, who they see as just their grandmother. And gift-wise for Christmas, the Express says Elizabeth gave great-grandson Archie, too, a waffle maker delivered to Montecito, California. Princess Anne approaches gift-giving a little differently. The Mirror shares the royal tradition of giving each other silly presents instead of lavish ones for Christmas. Royal expert Katie Nichols said, "If you can achieve something that is tongue-in-cheek and will have the Queen laughing, then you've really done well that Christmas. The more kitsch, the better. Nothing ostentatious or terribly expensive or lavish. That doesn't really go down well with the Queen." One year, Princess Anne did just that. She delivered a gift to her eldest brother Charles that left the other royals in stitches. Ex-royal butler Paul Burrell said one year, Anne gave Charles, who was next in line to the throne, a toilet seat. Mr. Burrell added, "It's the public school upbringing, and why wouldn't Prince Charles like a white leather loo seat from his sister Anne?" Former Royal Press Secretary Dickie Arbiter also gave context on why this gift was appropriate for Charles. He said, "What is it we used to call the loo? We would call it the throne. You go and sit on the throne. So buying a leather-bound loo seat was really Princess Anne's way of saying, here you are, you've got your own personal throne." In 2018, the rumour started that Charles opts to carry his own toilet seat with him when he travels. The rumour comes from royal biographer Tom Bower's 2018 piece, Rebel Prince, The Power, Passion and Defiance of Prince Charles. He described a list of items Prince Charles and Camilla have with them everywhere they go. He added, "His staff also made sure to pack a small radio, Charles' own lavatory seat, rolls of Kleenex Premium Comfort lavatory paper, Lafrague whiskey, and bottled water for both bedrooms, plus two landscapes of the Scottish Highlands." The claims have largely been put to bed, with the Duke and Duchess of Cornwall both strongly denying it. Palace Intrigue will be right back. MyLondon.com shared the amazing story of how the Queen Mother escaped her police escort and was found sitting in a bar. The Queen Mother paid a visit to Derby to open the Assembly Rooms in 1977, and it is fair to say the trip went anything but smoothly. The family of former Derby police officer Ian Parker has revealed some brilliant anecdotes from his three decades spent in the force, including his memorable encounter with the Queen Mother. Ian Parker's daughter Jane Hart told the Derby Telegraph, "They lost her. There was this operation to make sure she was okay and to make sure everything went smoothly. It was a big occasion, and I remember him feeling very proud and privileged to be taking part and getting involved with it. They were leading her around, and they were proud to have her come to the city, but they couldn't find her." He told the story to me, and you could tell he was still feeling nervous about telling it years on because of what they must have gone through. I think quite a few officers were sent to find her, and my dad found her in the bar having a drink. The Queen Mother was quite known for enjoying a tipple, and she did when she came to Derby. Her love of a drink was noted several times throughout her long life, and she even hilariously appeared in the Queen's Head pub in Stepney, East London, and pulled her own pint before declaring it better than champagne. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.